Happy birthday today, Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots. Dean and his brother, the drummer of the band. No, the bassist. Dean's brother, the bassist in the band, Stone Temple Pilots. Underrated in terms of writing songs and melodies. Very few wrote more catchy pop rock songs in the 1990s and early aughts than Dean DeLeo and Stone Temple Pilots. Of course, the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland, passing away some years ago, a couple of years ago. Dean DeLeo, he turns, that right, man, 58 years old today? Man, time flies. Happy birthday to Dean DeLeo. That song, Big Bang Baby, admittedly a ripoff, the band admitted. It's just Jumpin' Jack Flash for a new generation. That's all it is. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, all across the state of Michigan, talking with an old buddy, James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. James, welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, good to be with you.
Good to
even
talk
to you.
Steve's
not here.
Yeah.
Steve is.
You know, don't listen. It's better that he's not here. It's just us. It's better. It's okay.
Your secret's safe with me.
Good. At JJ Carafano on Twitter and of course, heritage.org. James, your recent piece, What Hong Kong Unrest Tells Us About China's Plans for the Rest of the World. We got to define something first, I think, and that is exactly what's being protested. People see what's happening, and I don't think they know exactly what the issue is. What are the protests about in Hong Kong?
Well, this started with a draft extradition law, and we think, well, those are unremarkable. Every country has those. You know, if a criminal from another country comes to your country, you have a system to send them back to that country so they can face justice. So the draft extradition law would extend to China, and that's two problems. One is people in Hong Kong know that the Chinese judicial system is kind of a farce, that it's politically run, it's corrupt, and second, they know that essentially China could use that to take, you know, dissidents, journalists, politicians, they don't like, drag them to the mainland, you never see them again. And so they really saw it as an encroachment of their democracy. But it's gotten much broader than that. It's really the anger of the people of Hong Kong that the administrator of Hong Kong is more interested in essentially pleasing Beijing than really looking after the rights and interests of the Hong Kong citizens. So that's the genesis of this. And really, and you know, where it gets to, what does it tell us about China? It's really about China's broken promises. When Hong Kong, the sovereignty was returned to China, they agreed, and it was enshrined in what's called the Basic Law, that it would be one country, two systems. Essentially, the people of Hong Kong could keep the legal and economic systems that they had under the British. And the Chinese government is violating that. And so that's what the anger is really all about.
James, as we watch and understand what's happening here, I mean, let's face it, there's not a lot we can do about this, right? I mean, unless we move forward and say, well, we're willing to get involved in a military conflict or something along those lines. But we kind of watch and see what unfolds for the most part.
Well, there's two things we can do. And we've done, actually, I think, done both of them. One is, if China does choose to intervene militarily, which I actually, there's a good argument that they're not going to do that, but they would pay a price for that. And I think the U.S. government has done a good job of saying, look, we can't stop you from doing this, but we will impose a cost on you for doing this, and here is what it is. So that's just something to think about as you move forward. The other thing, which is, I think, as important, is China is showing its true face to the world. We should be amplifying that message, saying that China doesn't follow its promises. Look, the government of Beijing is responsible for the people of China. Hong Kong, those are the people of China. They're indifferent to the needs of their own people. And, you know, just recently we saw Facebook and Google say, well, we're taking down right and left all this disinformation where China's basically lying about what's going on. So we need to tell the world, hey, wake up. China is not a benign actor. And China's rise is actually becoming destabilizing, and it's threatening the peace and stability and prosperity of the rest of the world. And the rest of the world ought to take notice and do something about it.
James Carafano, Heritage Foundation, here at the Steve Gruber Show. Steve's not here. James, do you think that China fears that these demonstrations might spark others in mainland China?
No. And I think that's all they really care about. Matter of fact, let's be clear here, the Chinese government is actually fine with this, right? They want to see Hong Kong brought down a peg or two. They're happy to say, oh, look, China's not a stable, dependable place to do business. You should do business on the mainland and Shanghai and other places where they have more control. So they're happy to see Hong Kong's status diminish. That doesn't bother them. And they also know that the Hong Kong police are perfectly capable of maintaining law and order in Hong Kong. What they would get nervous about is if pro-democracy demonstrations moved over to the mainland. That's not happening. On the one hand, they deployed a lot of troops, so, and that's a real deterrent for anybody in the mainland trying to do anything. But the other thing is people in the mainland are largely indifferent to the fate of Hong Kong. They said, you Hong Kong people are privileged, and you're complaining, what's your big problem? So the people of Hong Kong, of China, don't really seem to care. So as long as there's no likelihood that the demonstrations will spread, I think the government of China is happy to see kind of Hong Kong wallow in its own protests.
James, I got about a minute here. Crystal ball into the future in 10 years and 15 years. Do you see Hong Kong as still being Hong Kong, or is China going to try to exert more influence?
Unless there's a different government in China, if the regime that is there now continues on the course that it is, Hong Kong will become a backwater of China, a much diminished place, and the political and economic and legal freedoms that they've had, those will be gone. This deal only goes to 40, I think it's 2047. After that, mm-hmm. Chinese can do whatever they want.
Yeah. What Hong Kong unrest tells us about China's plans for the rest of the world, find it at heritage.org. Find James on Twitter at JJCarafato. James Carafato, always a pleasure to chat. Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
I love Steve's show. Even without Steve, I love Steve's show. So let's do it again.
Great.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This portion of the show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.